not a major surprise that Owen Corr's been named as manager. Paul Lambert left for a reason. There still seems to be, you know, problems underlying at the club. So whoever would have got the job wouldn't have surprised me, to be perfectly honest. But Owens, he's come back. He's had a little stint in America. He's obviously got good experience of that level, the Championship. But it's one hell of a task he has got. You know, if the owners want automatic promotion or up through the playoffs next season, I think it's a really tall ask, I do. And he's got the major job on his hands.
He's described by the director, Mike Cheston, as being the standout candidate. Would that be a fair way of describing him, you think, because he's done it before?
No, that's not for me to answer why he was the standout candidate. I've met Owen a few times, done some television stuff with him. He's, you know, a knowledgeable guy about football. He loves his football. I think, truth be told, he's glad to get back to these shores. As I just said, I think it's a really tough job to take on. Paul Lambert left for a reason. The reason, I would assume, is that that the owners weren't going to invest in the playing staff. And I can't really see this changing under Owen Corr, which makes it a really tough task. It's all to do with expectations, football is. And quite honestly, I don't know what the owners' expectations are. I would think that, looking at the Blackburn squad, they still have some decent players, some decent names. But, you know, it looks like another mid-table next season wouldn't be the worst season for me. But playoffs and automatic promotion, pie in the sky.
He's working with the existing coaching staff. Does that perhaps indicate or give us an idea that it might be, as you're saying, very much the same as we've seen previously in terms of the way it's going to be run?
No, because, you know, Owen will come in and have his own ideas. He's his own man. And, you know, I know that Rob Kelly and Alan Irvine are staying on, but Owen will dictate how the team plays and his style, and he'll imprint that pretty quickly. Because he's keeping the same staff on, it might have, you know, they're two pretty knowledgeable guys of the club, of the area. But, you know, I suppose if Owen does well in the initial period, then he'll earn the right to bring in his own people. But, you know, I'm sure they'll know each other pretty well.
How big a hurdle will it be to overcome the fact that he is a former Burnley manager?
Well, the fact that he was a former Burnley manager, is it a big hurdle? If you win games, people soon forget about it. It may be a problem because, like, you know, I still think it's a really, really tough job. And, you know, simply because Paul Lambert was in short term, you know, it started off reasonably okay the first few games. And then I think he quickly realised this club, this squad, this team needs major surgery. And the fact he wasn't getting the funds, in my opinion, to change the playing personnel, led him to leave. And so what is going to change? It's all about hitting the ground running and getting results. Are Blackburn capable of getting results? Yes, but over a long Championship season, are they capable of pushing for playoffs or automatic promotion? Not in my view.
It's the million-dollar question whether he's backed, whether he gets some funds and he's able to make those changes and bring players in.
If he gets funds, then things might be different. But there still seems to be uncertainty. And, you know, don't keep going over old ground. Why did Paul Lambert leave? You know, it was for a reason. Paul Lambert took the job for me because he was, well, first of all, you know, it's not the worst job in the world to take. But the fact that he didn't carry on over a prolonged period of time tells you that there was a breakdown somewhere along the line. And I know Paul, since he stopped, has turned around and said, you know, it's a great club, blah, blah, blah. And whoever gets the job, you know, it's a good job. But the fact he left on his own accord tells you everything you need to know. And it's not going to be easier for the new manager coming in. And it's all to do with expectations. And, you know, I follow Blackburn closely as an ex-player. And I just think that, you know, that the supporters and the club have to be realistic. Football is about players. And the better players you have, the more chance you have of winning games. Blackburn don't have enough good players to to push at the top end of the Championship, which makes it a really hard ask. Owen Coyle will come in. He'll get them organised in the way he wants to play. But, you know, is the quality there? I'm not so sure.
And just lastly, on the subject of Blackburn Rovers managers, in this case a former one, this comes within hours of Gary Bowyer coming back into football and getting the manager's job at Blackpool, which there seems to be some sort of strange symmetry there, doesn't there?
Yeah. Look, I think Gary Bowyer did a good job at Blackburn. That, you know, I thought it was a harsh one when the club sacked him. Having said that, going to Blackpool is sort of out of the frying pan and into the fire as such, isn't it? Because, you know, they are a club who, you know, been on a downward spiral for years, problems with the fans and the chairman, the relationship there. But, you know, Gary Bowyer is a good footballing person. I'm glad to see him back in management, and he has one hell of a job on his hands.